watch me slowly kill myself any longer. He was a speech I'd heard before, but this was different. The little voice told me that enough was enough, and this time I listened. I gave in and told them I would go. I resigned myself to going at the end of the week. But until then, I just kept right on drinking, man. I drank constantly. I couldn't not drink, you know. Sad but true. I could not not drink. Later in the day, we headed over to Sony Studios on West 54th to do some vocal overdubs for the Allman Brothers record second set. Tommy Dowd, our beloved producer, was there, and what should have been real simple became an ordeal. I couldn't get the fucking words to come out right. The alcohol had tied my tongue in knots, and the guys in the booth were literally cutting one word at a time. I was spitting and sputtering. We finally got it done, but it was torturous. We had another TV appearance scheduled for Wednesday, this time on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. We did Conan during the day and played a couple of songs, including an extended version of Statesboro Blues that just went on and on. Dickie Betts and Warren Haynes really were unbelievable, but I was just trying to hold on. I was a scary-looking sight. My eyes were hollow, empty, and so yellow that they looked like a couple of lemon slices. After that, we were scheduled to rehearse for the induction ceremony over